Okay, here we go. So, as we saw, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Tetzayim Bet says that Kimor Chai Yudi Mishnel Nachah Hashbrosh Gedulah LaYudim Bratzui LeRov Echav LeRov Echav V'lo LeChol Echav Mameid Shepirshu Mimenu Miksat Sanhedrin. I'm Rav Yosef, Gal Tam Torah, Yoter Me'atzal Nefashot, Tami Kara, Chashuv Le'en Mordechai Batar Arba, Umsof Batar Chamisha. To my mind, the first thing you have to keep in mind in this Gemara is something that should be obvious to anyone who's ever opened a Gemara, which is that if we have a difference of opinion, let's say in the Sanhedrin, okay, if you have a machloket in Sanhedrin, who do we follow? The Rove. Okay? That's the first thing we have to keep in mind. In other words, to take, even if you read the Gemara in the most superficial possible way, which I don't recommend, but even if you do that, the first thing we have to keep in mind is, if it says that, if you already want to take it in a very superficial, simplistic way, which, again, I don't recommend, but if you do, so you have to realize that those who were poresh mimenu, those who, again, taking the simple reading of the Gemara, taking it at face value, that some, a miksat, a minority of the Sanhedrin, was poresh mimenu, that's miksat. We usually do not paskin like the miksat of the Sanhedrin. So that's one thing to keep in mind. I didn't say anything so controversial yet. Give me a few minutes.
She was like stuck. She thought we were just like,
okay.
We should
have
lunch.
Okay. So that's number one. Number two is, does anyone really think that the Gemara is seriously advocating that Mordechai should have not saved the Jewish people and should have, you know, that it would have been better if everyone was killed out, but that he learned for, I mean, and then who's going to learn Torah if all the Jewish people are killed? I mean, it's just a very silly thing to say. Yeah?
Just like devil's advocate here, isn't there a pasuk in Esther that says, like, that Mordechai was, like, saying to Esther that if you don't do it, someone else is going to come along?
The say, okay.
But it was negative, like, you have to do,
no, but also, what you're saying is true. Like, there is someone else who could have done it, and maybe, like, just saying that maybe, like, someone else, because
the
Mordechai was such a
talmid chacham,
maybe he should have.
Right, but even nagid. But is it really true? I mean, is that really what the Gemara is trying to say, that it takes passion of heart, salt, and fashion? Is it really seriously? You're saying because someone else could have done? Okay, beseder. But even so, I think it's a little bit difficult to say. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at some other sources, though. I don't want to spend too much time on this Gemara. We'll get back to this Gemara. And again, I'm not really so concerned about this Gemara. I'm mentioning it. The Rambam in Hilchot Shuvah, Parakei Alach Bet, I think we've seen this before already. It's certainly something that it pays to see many times. It's such an important idea. The Rambam says, Al Yavor b'machshavatcha davar zeh shomrim tipshei umot ha'olam v'rov gomei b'nei Yisrael. The Rambam says, don't even think for a moment that which the foolish amongst the other nations, and for that matter, most of the Golmei B'nai Israel, right, the Golems, the uneducated, the unintelligent, the uninformed amongst B'nai Israel. What do they think? Shakash Baruch Hu Gozer Al Adam Mitchilat Briatol Liyot Tzadik or Rasha. Don't think for a moment, right, that kilo person is born to be a tzaddik or a rasha. Again, it's such an important point that the Rambam makes. This is we'll talk about it in other contexts, bli neder. But for the moment, it's just an important point to keep in mind. Ein adavar ken, ella kol adam ra'uy lo liyot tzaddik kemosh rabenu or rasha kirava, o chacham o sachal, o rachman o achzari, o kili o shua. Etc. Okay, the Rambam says that a person can be what they make themselves into. And a person has to decide who they're going to be, what they're going to be. It's not something that's preordained, it's not predestined. whatever it may say in Gedolim biographies of the 21st or 20th century. It's not true, says the Rambam. A person's not born to be, it's not born to be this person or that person. A person is born with Bechira Chavshet, to choose their path in life. And the Rambam goes so far as to say, Tzadik ki Moshe Rabbeinu, a person can choose to be a tzadik to the degree of Moshe Rabbeinu, or a rasha to the degree of Yeravam ben Nevat. That point, the larger point of the Rambam, Bezer Hashem will discuss in various contexts, Bli Neder, in the course of the year, and I can discuss it right now. But what fascinates me here, and I want to be ma'akev on for just a few moments, is the fact that when the Rambam wants to give the extremes, when the Rambam wants to discuss the ultimate tzaddik or the ultimate rasha, okay, what is his definition? What is his example? Who does he pick on? So he picks the model of the greatest tzaddik is Moshe Rabbeinu and the greatest rasha is Yoram ben Nevat. These are the extremes. Why? What in terms of what? Right? And there's so many things that one could say about Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, that what is it that the Rambam has in mind when he's talking about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? So I think it's clear, I think it's pashut, that this pair of Moshe Rabbeinu, this contrast between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeravam ben Nevat, is not something that the Rambam made up. It's something that he gets from Chazal. And there are a number of places in Chazal where we see this. And amongst them is the Mishnah in Avot. Mishnah Avot in Perakei, Mishnah Yudchet, says, Kol hamzaket rabim en chei bal yado. V'chol hamachtiet rabim im haspikim biyado lasot tshuva. Moshe zika zacha v'zika et rabim. Zchut rabim talui bo, sh'nemar tzikat Hashem asa. Mishpatav Yisrael. Yiravam chata v'chtiet rabim. Chei rabim talui bo, sh'nemar al chatot Yiravam asher chata v'asher achti et Yisrael. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeravam ben Nevat are mentioned together by Chazal, right? Mentioned together by Chazal as a contrasting pair in terms of, and the first clue is, you know, everyone knows that Yeravam ben Nevat is the paradigm in the lexicon of Chazal for the Machti et Harabim, right? That's what Yeravam ben Nevat is always mentioned as the example of Machti et Harabim, a person who causes the tzibur to sin. Okay, someone who has a negative impact on the level of the tzibur, and the ultimate example of that lara of having an impact on the tzibur, of making a negative contribution to the tzibur, is Yoram ben Nevat. And it stands to reason if we're contrasting someone to Yoram ben Nevat, right? That's going to be in terms of this thing. And in fact, one doesn't have to guess. We find here in the Mishnah in Avot a contrast between these two, right? Between these two. And we find this Mishnah echoed in the Rambam, in Hilchot Shuvah. But in any case, the point in Parak Gimel, but the point is that the Mishnah in Avot, we see very clearly the idea that Yeravam and Moshe Rabbeinu, these are contrasting pairs. And I think that we have an idea of what it means that Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu Rosh Kiravim. The Yalkut Shimoni, okay, on the next page, Yalkut Shimoni, we see this as well. Moshe Zachav Zikat Rabim Bechulei Shemar Zikat Hashem Asa Yiravim Chata Bechulei. Right, this is that same idea that these people represent the sea, the ultimate in Tzidkut Urishut, and it's in terms of this idea of the impact on the tzibur. The Meshech Chachma, okay, Meshech Chachma, one of the truly, truly great Achronim, almost unique amongst the Achronim in his greatness in so many different ways. The Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha of Tvinsk, author of same author as the Or Sameach on the Rambam, Meshech Chachma in Bereishit Perek Tet writes the following. It's an incredible, incredible paragraph. Okay, understand the Meshech Chachma of Mamish. Gadol Ador writes as follows: Ish Hadama. Okay, commenting on the pasuk in Parsha Noach, Ish Hadama b'Midrash Parsha Lamidvav Amra Brachya Chaviv Moshe Minoach. This is the Bereishit Rabba we saw at the beginning of this booklet, and the other half of the discussion. Chaviv Moshe Minoch, Noch Mishnekra Ish Sadiq, Nikra Ish Hadama. Moshe Mishnekra Ish Mitzri, Nikra Ish Elokim. Okay, so we noted the difference in direction that Moshe becomes greater and Noach diminishes in stature, and therefore, right, certainly the idea in life is to, you know, Malum Bekodesh Ve'moritim, and that this is the difference between Moshe and Noach. Noach starts off great, but he goes down, and Moshe ascends in a sense. Okay, that's the Midrash. That's the Midrash. The Meshech Chachma has an incredible, incredible insight into this Midrash. He says as follows. Ha'inyan. There are two paths that people can have in serving Hashem. Derech echad, mi shemiyached atzmo lavodato yitbarach umitboded. A person can devote themselves exclusively to serving Hashem personally, and they isolate themselves. They're mitboded. That's one thing, one approach. V'yesh mi shoseik b'tzarchei tzibor. Another person is involved in the needs of the tzibor, umivatel atzmo b'shvil haklal, right, and sacrifices their own avot Hashem for the tzibor. Umafkir nafsho avuram. Imkain says in the Shach. Imkain, tzarich lomar lefi hamusag shezeh shemitbodeid ya'aleh mala mala. According to what someone would think, right? If we were just to ask, what would you think would happen to these two individuals? One person is sitting, doesn't leave the Dal Amo to the base Medrash, is sitting and is in his calls and whatever, is doing his, working on him, working only on himself, on his learning, on his davening, and having nothing to do with the needs of the tzibor, doesn't have the tirdot of having to deal with the tzibor, just isolates himself and just involves Baruch Hashem. And the second guy, the second person, is working for the tzibor, trying to help the tzibor, trying to make the tzibor better, etc., and is you know, laden down with the needs and demands of the tzibor. What do you think is going to happen? So anyone would say the person who's going to become, you know, greater and greater, is going to go up and up in his level in Avodat Hashem. The person who's mitbodei, the person who's immersed in just his personal spiritual growth and not involved with other people and b'chulei. And the person who is, you know, has all the tirot of the tzibor, is obviously going to go down and down in level. Right? That's what one would expect. That's what one would think, says the Meshech Chachma. However. V'chein amru kolet rabba. Ki ha'oshek ye'olel chacham. Roshu ben lakish shachach pei halachot b'shvil shasak b'tzarchei tzibor. Rabbi Yeshua ben Lakish forgot 80 halachot because he was involved in tzarchei tzibor. V'chol zot. In other words, there is such a metziyot. Meaning, if you're involved in being mezaket harabim, then you are going to lose something in terms of your own personal Talmud Torah. There are going to be things you simply don't have the same amount of time to devote to your learning. And in terms of absolute numbers, you are going to lose something. You're going to learn fewer dapim. You're going to not remember as much of your learning, whatever it is. V'chol zot, nonetheless, matzanu shenoach hitbodeid. We find that Noah, as we saw in the Ran, et halukim et halach Noah, that he is totally segregates himself and he totally is involved only with Hashem. V'lo hochiach b'nei doro, and he wasn't involved in trying to get his generation to do tshuva. L'chein amru alav, sha'av hu haya ra'oy l'kliyah, v'rak mitbodei l'atzmo haya. B'chol zot, achar shenikra ish tzadik, yarad mimadregato v'nikra ish hadama. What happens to Noah? What happens to Noah?
Degree.
Goes down from his greatness. Umoshe nikra ish mitzri shukrach le galut shezem moreh p'chitut ha'nefesh Ho'il u'masar. Listen carefully to this next line. Ho'il u'masar atzmo al Yisrael barigat ha-mitzri nikra ish ha-lukim shegiya le-tachlit ha-shlemut mashuchal ha-dam la-sig ba'imish rabba bracha, etc. It's an incredible thing. An incredible thing. We don't find can we find a greater model of Talmud Torah? Right? Who is the Rebbe of Am Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu. Learn Chumash. What is Moshe Rabbeinu involved in? Moshe Rabbeinu is not sitting off in a corner, isolated in the Beis Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu, there are periods, I'm not saying there aren't times where Moshe Rabbeinu is in 40 days and 40 nights at Har Sinai by himself. There are periods of time. But Bigadol, you look at the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not the story of someone sitting in a corner, isolated from everybody, not having to do with Lehefech. He has all the burdens of the tzibur on his shoulders, and this is what he's involved with. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes progressively upwards to the height of human perfection, Avodat Hashem, davka because of his Mesirat Nefesh for Am Yisrael. That's an incredible point. And I think that this, what the Meshech Chachma is saying, is Mash, he's echoing the words of the Gemara. He's actually echoing the idea of the Gemara. The Gemara Megill is telling us, you should understand, if a person does what Mordechai does, to be a manik of Am Yisrael, to save Am Yisrael, to be Mizakeh the Rabbim, he's paying a price in terms of his Talmud Torah. Don't think that there isn't, that miraculously he's going to, cover the same number of dapim, and he's going to learn the same amount, and he's going to be at the same place in his learning. He's not. He's going to pay a price for it in terms of his own learning, in terms of his own Talmud Torah. And it's true that despite the fact that he was involved in Pikuach Nefesh, involved in Hatzal and Nefash, involved in Tatzal Am Yisrael, understand that nonetheless he paid a price for it in terms of his Talmud Torah. We should understand that is certainly Ratzoy L'Rovachav. That's certainly what a person, that's certainly a great, and that's the greatness of Mordechai, that he pays that price. And we can take a more extreme case than Mordechai even, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu pays a price because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have learned more if he wasn't dealing with all of the tlunot of Bnei Yisrael and all of the issues and all the difficulties and worrying about feeding them and giving them water and dealing with their problems and pleading their case for Hashem and before Hashem and this, that, and the other, and of course. But the way that Moshe becomes the ultimate example of the tzaddik, the way that Moshe becomes the example of human perfection is because he was Moser Nefesh. Moser Nefesh means not only physical things, but spiritual things for Am Yisrael. And in the more ultimate sense, he reaches a higher level in terms of the spiritual level, in terms of level in Torah, davka because of this Mesirat Nefesh. Right, this is what the Meshech Chachma tells, and I think it's a tremendously important and beautiful point. The flip side of the coin is what we find in the Midrash Tanchuma. The incredible Midrash Tanchuma says as follows: The Eile Hamishpatim, Ze Shamar Katuv, Melech B'Mishpat Ya'mid Aretz, V'Ish Terumot Yeharsena. Okay, a king B'Mishpat, through doing Mishpat Ya'mid Eretz, he establishes the land. V'Ish Terumot, we'll see how the Midrash understands in a moment, but Ish Terumot Yeharsena, destroys it, wrecks it. So, what does that mean, says the Midrash? Malka shel Torah, a person who is a royalty in Torah, a person who's so, b'mishpat, shu osem, ma'minet ha'aretz, v'ish terumot yarsena. And this is an incredible line. If a person is true royalty in Torah, then they establish society in a good way. The ish terumot, meaning if a person uses their Torah to be mezakeh the rabbin, but the ish terumot yarsena, and listen to this description, Chazal, it's mind-boggling. Im meisim adam atzmo kitruma hazo shemushlechet bizavit habayit. If a person says, "I want to be like truma, right? Like this food that's truma, that's placed off in this corner in the house. It's put away in a separate category, not near any other thing else. Why? Why do you put truma? Why do you put truma off in the corner? What? Because for Hashem, yes. Because it's kadosh, because you don't want to become tamei. You don't want to be defiled by coming into contact with other things. You don't want to become tamei. You have to. You're not allowed to be. You're not allowed. You have to be shomer, right? Mishmer trumatai. You have to watch that truma doesn't become tamei. You shouldn't come in contact with things that are tamei. So you put it off to the side. It's too holy. It has to be separate and segregated. If a person says, I want to be like this truma, I want to be all holy, I want to be separate, I don't want to be defiled by contact with the rest of society. And he says, Va'omer, ma li b'torach hatzibur. Why should I get involved with all the burdens of being involved with the community? Ma li b'dinehem, ma li lishmo kolam, shalom alecha nafshi. That's the East Trumot Yasena. A person who says, I want to be very holy, and I want to be like the Truma that because of its Kedusha stays off in the corner and doesn't have contact with anything else. So therefore, I don't want to be bothered with all the tirdot of the tzibur. I don't want to forget those 80 halachot. I don't want to have less time to learn. I don't want to go from place number 5 to place number 6 like Mordechai did. I want to be off by myself and not be contaminated by the general public. And I don't want to be involved in all of these things. And I sit in the base marriage and don't get involved in what's going on in the world and what's going on in the community and what the needs of Jewish people are. So machriv et olam, he's destroying the world. That's what Chazal say. Machriv et olam. That's for ish trumot yasena. Because he wants to be so holy. Hevei, that's what it means for ish trumot yasena. And it tells a story, Maaseh, Rabbi Asi. Tell the story of the great Rabbi Asi, Kesheyam Stalik Min Olam. Time came to die. Nechnas Ben Acholto, his nephew came. His very bad with family relations.
His nephew.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I find this stuff very confusing. Okay, anyhow, Nechnas Ben Acholto Etzlo. Yeah. Right, it's nothing. Okay, so came to him and Matzal Bochei. So I was crying. He said to him, "Amalei Rebbe, mifnei mata bochei, yesh Torah shalimata, shalolamata v'limata. Is there some Torah that you didn't learn and teach? Harei talmidcha yoshim lefanecha. Look at all these talmidim that you have seen before. Yesh kumil chasidim shalasita. V'al kol midot shehayu b'cha hayitim mitrachek min adinim, and you separate yourselves from doing, from doing dinei Torah, l'atata reshut alat machal l'hitmanot al tzarchei tzibor, and you would allow yourself to be appointed and to have time taken away by being involved in the public needs. Amale b'ni, aleh ani b'chei, said, that's why I'm crying. Shematein din v'cheshbom, because I may be held accountable al shayiti yachol lasot dineim shal Yisrael. Nasipshad have the ish trumot yarsena. Okay, I want to conclude with one last thing, which I think is a very interesting thing. We know that in all of Tanakh, there are at most two people who are referred to as tzaddik. Okay, even if you want to make be a maximalist and give the longest list. It's two people in all Tanakh that call it tzaddik, which is amazing when you consider that, to a certain degree, Tanakh is the narrative about tzaddikim in a certain sense, and Rasham, but also tzaddikim. But there's only two people who are referred to as tzaddik within Tanakh. Okay? And amazing, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, in Chazal, in the Rambam, etc., but two people call it what? Where? In Tanakh? Look, I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so, but it could be. No, this is how I learn. I say things in that way for people to contradict me. So, the point is like this. There is Noah.
You mean Tanakh or Torah?
Tanakh, in the Pesukim. In the Tanakh. Well, Mordechai is not in Chumash. But in Tanakh, in all of Tanakh. One is Noah. Noah is Tzaddik. We know. And the other is Yosef. Yosef, the famous pasuk of v'tzadik b'avor not lying, referring to mechirat Yosef, is referred to as tzadik, right? Yosef atzadik, v'tzadik b'avor not lying, that he was sold for a pair of shoes, a famous thing in Chazal. Okay, but based on the pasuk in Zen Amos, so the point is like this: al mechram kesef tzadik. Okay, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Al mechram kesef tzadik, right? V'avion b'avor not lying. Okay, so in any case, it refers to him as a tzaddik. So, now I once saw a certain person's book, I won't mention the name, but I saw a certain person's book, a person was talking about how, Chazal, they talk about Noach being a tzaddik, or Yosef being a tzaddik, and they talk about, you know, the tzaddik in terms of the Yosef being a tzaddik because of Esha Potiphar, and they don't talk about, how come they don't talk about the fact that Yosef, you know, provides food for Egypt and for, you know, Kan and Mechlu, and how they talk about Noach, and Noach, you know, provides food, and of course, you know, it's a little bit ironic because Chazal do say that. And it's interesting, sometimes people are malig, they don't know what they're talking about. This is a very popular book that I saw this in, it's a little bit, you know, whatever. And, but the Mishnah Chumah says as follows. Mishnah Chumah says explicitly, and I'm not saying it doesn't say other things also, but or that Chazal doesn't say other things as well, but one of the explanations that Chazal give for why Yosef and Noah are particularly called tzaddikim is exactly this. Davar acher, ele todo Noach, Noach is tzaddik, Lam nikras shemot tzaddik, hoil v'zan et briotav shal kash baruch hu. Therefore, naseh kibor o. That's why he's called a tzaddik, like Hashem, like the Creator. He's referred to as a tzaddik, right? He's referred to as a tzaddik, in example, in Hazinu. In any case, kinyan shenemar ki tzaddik Hashem tzedakot ahev, v'chein Yosef, hoil v'zan et briot sheva shanim, nikras tzaddik, shenemar al mechram v'kesef tzaddik. Okay. Then in both cases, the common denominator is that they are Zan and Biotav Shal Kash Baruch Hu, and therefore the Nikrat Tzaddik. Okay, and this, of course, the fact that they, there's Noach and Yosef both provided food, they were both Zan, Biotav Shal Kash Baruch Hu, they were both, they provide food for people, for animals, for, because they did, they you know, They sustained the people during the times of the Mabul and during the times of the Ra'av, respectively. So the point is that this is very much, I think, the same idea on a more physical level, but a very similar idea to the idea that we had before in terms of why Moshe is referred to as a tzaddik and what it means to be a tzaddik b'chlal. And I think that it's a very important concept. That's really the overarching topic of these several years that we're involved in. It's the idea of what it means to be a tzaddik, and you know, both the positive and the negative here. We see a little bit. So for the moment, we're going to stop at this point. And Ezra Hashem, wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom. We'll continue Ezra Hashem next week with a new topic. With a new topic.
I have a question. So you're saying that. I don't think that Noah was a tzaddik because he saved everyone just because he fed the animal. Like, I mean, because he built the home of God.
What did I say?
Sorry, it's saying that. What am I saying?